Recorded Books and One Click Digital present 1636, The Devil's Opera, by Eric Flint and David Carrico, narrated by George Guidel, and directed by Abigail McHugh.
Part 1. December 1635. Music directly imitates the passions or states of the soul. When one listens to music that imitates a certain passion, he becomes imbued with the same passion. Aristotle. Chapter 1. Simon came out to the river at least once a week, usually in the pre-dawn light, and walked the bank of the Elbe looking for anything he might scavenge and use or sell. Today the sun was just barely visible over the eastern bank of the river, and the dawn light had not yet dropped down to the shadowed eddy under the willow tree. There was something large floating in the water. He stared down at the floating corpse. It wasn't the first one he'd ever seen in his young life. It wasn't even the first one he'd seen in the river. But it was the first one he'd seen that he might be able to get something from if he could only get to it. He edged down to where the water lapped on the bank where he stood, and for a moment crouched, as if he was going to reach out and draw the body ashore. That moment passed, though, for as the light brightened he saw that there was no way he could reach the corpse without wading out into the water, which he was loath to do since he couldn't swim. The boy glanced around. There were no stout sticks nearby, so he had nothing at hand that he could maybe use to draw the body closer. He frowned. There might not be much in the man's pockets, but anything would be more than...